You're welcome.
Two times. You've been on two times now. So one more and you get a shirt.
Nice.
Third time and you get a t-shirt. When we make that Indian meal.
Okay.
Set a date. Next album.
Indian. Awesome.
It's got to be an Indian themed album.
Oh, that's no problem.
I'm setting that restriction on you. I think that'd be fun.
I thought about that.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I hate to break it to you, but we've got to wrap things up here. Since this layered party dip was so delicious, why don't we play a song of Jack that sums up?
Hey, folks, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. And you were just listening to Let's Get Baked, coming in from Halifax. And I always have my show after them. And it's like, I'm so hungry when I start because I'm listening to them eating. They're like delicious sounding food. But, oh well. So it's the 15th of December already. And I'm still not finished school. And I hope if you are doing exams or whatever right now, everything's going really well. And I know a lot of people have already left Vancouver if they were in school at UBC from out of town. So I hope everyone has a good Christmas and enjoyed the snow that came over the weekend. It was so cool. When it first started snowing, we waited for a bit before we went outside. And then when it got to 2 in the morning or something, we went out and went down to the beach. And the tide was out like pretty much all the way, and it was just so beautiful to see like the snow all over the sand, and it just all been like fresh and untouched, and it was so nice, and the fog was there, so it's really surreal kind of. All right, so but getting on to the show today, my feature album today is by it's called Magnetic Focus by The Absolute Value of Noise. And this is Peter Courtemanche, and he is a sound installation artist from Vancouver, actually. And he recently founded the Second Sight Collective, which is a group of artists creating electronic art for outdoor spaces. But this album he put out, which came out this year, has to do with the Magnetic Focus, which is an instrument that he created. And so the instrument is based on very low frequency technology, and it basically is a series of wire coil antennas and a receiver. And the magnetic field antennas pick up low frequency radiation, which can come from like little electronic devices like cell phones, computers, lighting, cars, power lines, etc. And that it makes the sound that he has put on this album. So it's really cool. And actually, the album cover, I'm just folding it all out here. And it's him, Peter Courtemanche, climbed up a telephone pole. Or no, a street light, sorry. I can see the sign East King Edward, okay? So he's up on the street light on the lamp part that juts out from the pole, and he's like lying down on it, which is like so high up in the air. And he's lying down on it, doesn't look like there's any harness or anything, and he's like holding this huge circular instrument right in front of the street light. So this is what he went through to put this CD together. Anyway, the first track I'm going to play from it is it's the first track from the CD. It's called Speaker Horns. Okay, so we'll take a little listen to that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that was kind of neat. That was the magnetic focus, the instrument, actually sounded a little bit like trumpets and other horn instruments, which was kind of weird. I wonder exactly how the instrument works. It doesn't say anywhere on the CD case, but... All right, next up I have something by Kieran Hebden and Steve Reed from their new album called New York City. New York drummer Steve Reed, who has played with many really, very influential artists like Sun Ra, for example, and Kieran Hebden, who is an electronic artist also known as Fortet. That's what he does. This is their fourth collaboration, actually, and it's recorded in homage to New York City, and it was recorded over 2 days in that city. So here's a quote from Steve Reed about the album. So he's saying, New York City is always in the rhythms. So this whole album was recorded with New York in mind the entire time. So, like, they would go and get food in the middle of recording, and it would be, like, pizza or something. It had to be very New York for the entire 2 days. And the track I'm playing from that is the third track. It's called 25th Street. After that, be another track from our feature. And that one is called Street Signs. It's the fourth track. And I'm kind of thinking that that is the track that was recorded. And that's the picture on the front of the album cover where he's hanging off the telephone. Or, sorry, he's hanging off the top of a street lamp, which is kind of cool. So, anyway... Up first, though, Kieran Hebden and Steve Reed. We'll be right back.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a new show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Hey, welcome back to The Rib. So you just heard Street Signs by Absolute Value of Noise, which is Peter Courtemanche, done on his magnetic focus instrument, very low frequency technology instrument. Okay. Up next, I'm going to be playing a fairly long concert, actually. This is a recording from a concert, sorry, by Joe Maneri and Peter Dolger. And it's a recording of a concert that was actually done in early 1964. And this was just released by Altavistic Records. And Joe Maneri is an alto sax player, and Peter Dolger is a drummer. And they're both from East Coast America. And this is sort of one of the examples of the beginning of the free jazz era. And it's part of an all-night concert that was held in New York City. It's about 25 minutes long. I might not play the entire track because I also have some special things I want to play later on in the show. But I'll play most of it. We'll see how far I get. So this is Peace Concert by Joe Maneri and Peter Dolger. And also, while you're listening, I'm looking for some holiday reading material. And I was thinking of just heading over to the library after the show. So if you do have any suggestions, can you call me? The on-air line for the station is 604-822-2487 or 604-822-CITR. And yeah, that'll be something to do. But check out this one. This is about, anyway, whatever. Joe Maneri, Peter Dolger, here's Peace Concert. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, and welcome back to The Rib. So we were just listening to Joe Maneri and Peter Dolger's Peace Concert, recorded in 1964. And next up, I'm going to be playing another track from our feature. And if you're just tuning in now, the feature today is by Absolute Value of Noise. The album's called Magnetic Focus. And Magnetic Focus is an instrument, actually, that is based on very low frequency technology. And it's basically a receiver for the low frequency radiation that comes off electronic devices such as lights, cell phones, automobiles, etc. So the track I'm going to play, though, is the second track from that album, and it's actually composed of samples from a live radio show on Kunstradio, I don't know, ORF, in November of 2006. And, yeah, okay, after, sorry, a little bit of a brain malfunction there. We still probably have about just over 15 minutes for the show, and after the show is News 101, and then at 5:30, it's a Career Fast Track with Philip D, followed by Son of Night Dreams, which airs at 6 o'clock with Jolly John Tanner, who's in the station getting ready right now. And at 7:30 is Radio Free Gak with Gary Kay, followed by The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. At midnight is Vengeance Is Mine by Trevor Fielding. So anyway, here's Radio Studio.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
All right, welcome back to The Rib. Now, the next track I'm going to play, I don't really want to say what it is, because I was listening to an album, and this track came on. It was like a mix, and I was like, oh, my God, this is freaking awesome. Who is this? And then when I looked it up, I was kind of shocked, but then I was like, no, I'm not shocked anymore. Now I remember. This makes sense. So try to guess who this is, and I'll tell you after.
Thank you. Reddy Dimberheim, Chris, when I slapped thee in a flapping and din on the scene, the cray, 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 the fear of falling din, the jigger never bought the race. And then great Marion took out with a claymore and a bucket and down, down the mountain stain, tickling the fiery hole that was falling around her feet. Never, he cried, never shall they get me a layer out and hound in the horny crew with a snack of the blame of claymore cutting crust and I fell down the furrow round the stain. And the wind cried me.
Thank you.
So that was by Roger Waters, actually, off Pink Floyd's album Amalgama. And it was a series of small furry animals. Forgot the name of the song. Yes. Several species of small furry animals. Not a series of small furry animals. Anyway, that pretty much wraps up the show. I'm going to leave you guys with a bit of a track by Martin Medeski and Wood's new album, Radio Larian's One. And it's called Rolling Sun. Otherwise, tune in next week. I sort of have a little bit of a Christmas special next Monday. So I'll see you guys then.